Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
10 years ago, the voters of Montana said that marriage should forever remain defined as a union between one man and one woman. They didn't just say it. They voted for it by a 2-to-1 margin. They put an exclamation point on it, and they enshrined it in our state constitution. It was a huge win with nearly 300,000 votes, nearly 70% of the vote. The people thought that it was a done deal. They had voted, they had spoken, they had done their civic duty. Now they could relax and get on with their lives. The only trouble was the other side didn't get the memo. To them, the battle was just beginning. And now, 10 years later, they've filed suit to have the amendment thrown out. In effect, the ACLU is asking one federal judge to cast what amounts to a super vote and overturn the will of 300,000 Montana voters. The suit was filed on Wednesday in federal district court in Great Falls on behalf of 4 same-sex couples, 1 as yet unmarried, and 3 who were married in other states and want those marriages recognized in Montana. For years, we've said that the goal was same-sex marriage, and for years, the ACLU has denied it, choosing instead to file cases and push legislation that chipped around the edges of marriage. Now, with the filing of this case, the gloves have come off. It's a full frontal assault, and the goal is nothing short of full-blown marriage for same-sex couples. And it goes further than that. What they ultimately want is the complete redefinition of the terms marriage and family to include every conceivable combination of people. When marriage is redefined to mean everything, it ultimately means nothing, and the ultimate losers are the kids. Kids statistically do best when they're raised in an intact home with their biological parents. But legalizing same-sex marriage will put society's stamp of approval on the notion that both parents are not necessary. Children raised by same-sex couples, by definition, are always missing either their mother or their father. And for us to say that that's okay is to say, in effect, that one or the other is irrelevant. 70% of Montanans voted for the marriage amendment. I'll bet if we let the kids vote, the percentage would be even higher. For decades, the institution of marriage has been under attack, and this lawsuit is just the latest in an ongoing battle. Across the country, federal judges have declared marriage amendments unconstitutional in at least 12 states. Think about that for a second. Take away the title of judge. In reality, 12 individuals have cast super votes to overturn the will of tens of millions of their fellow voters. Whatever happened to the rule of law or the notion of one man, one vote? What if the issue was something like fracking in oil fields rather than same-sex marriage? What if voters by supermajorities in 33 states said fracking should be illegal? Would voters on the left allow a handful of judges to cast those votes aside? I highly doubt it, and neither should we on the issue of marriage. Marriage is a time-tested, vital institution, and for the sake of our kids, it should be reinforced, not redefined. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.